Hey, come back for talk. Come consult you. You deserve it. Len Tillum, KGO.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of protesters continue to fill a downtown Phoenix intersection, and dozens have been arrested as they rallied against Arizona's new immigration law. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
SB 1070!
Chanting against Arizona's immigration law, many of the protesters here are from outside of this state, coming from places like California and New York. This woman says she came here planning to be arrested.
I want to stand with immigrants and people of color who are currently living in fear.
Those who are voluntarily being arrested here are wearing yellow t-shirts. One by one, they step into a downtown street where police put handcuffs on them. Alex Stone, ABC News in downtown Phoenix.
Parts of the law were put on hold. Arizona has now filed an appeal to get that law implemented. We've been watching and waiting all day for word about what sort of ethics violations Congressman Charles Rangel could be facing. Now we know, even as talk of a deal goes on. From the Capitol, we're live with ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, there are serious ethics violations. Most ethics cases are settled quietly with a fine or a letter. Congressman Joe Bonner, who's been on the investigating committee in the Rangel case, says there'd been some hope that that might happen in this case.
This is truly a sad day where no one, regardless of their partisan stripes, should rejoice.
The committee is planning a public trial on the 13 ethics charges against Congressman Rangel in September, Sherry.
Former Agriculture Department official Shirley Sherrod says she will sue a conservative blogger for posting an edited video that make her look racist. The mama grizzly and her two cubs have been caught in Yellowstone. Chances are good they'll be put to sleep.
That is the likely scenario, but that is a determination that will have to be made in conjunction with the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Montana Fish and Wildlife spokesman Andrea Jones says the bear was caught in a trap made from the dead victim's tent. Markets Dow down 22 points. NASDAQ is down 10 points this hour. You're listening to ABC News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about millions of things in just 60 seconds. Better talk fast, Mike.
Actually, I just want to talk about one thing. The big tire sale going on right now at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Oh, well, take your time then.
The big tire sale is a great chance to save a bunch of money on name brand tires because Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers will beat any competitor's advertised price.
That's right, Mike. And if you buy four Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you'll get a $100 cash rebate. $100. And that's on top of the low price tire guarantee. You forgot to mention that.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you. You know, we have nearly 20 seconds left, Mike.
Well, that's awkward.
Tell me, Mike, how many tires do Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers sell every year?
Oh, millions.
Aha! So technically you did talk about millions of things in under 60 seconds.
That's true. And technically you still haven't read the disclaimer.
No, boy. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. See participating California dealership or call 1-877-310-3673 for mail-in rebate details through 83110.
A lot of people say the subprime mortgage mess led to the entire financial meltdown. Well, now Citigroup has agreed to pay millions to make those charges disappear. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Without admitting guilt, Citigroup has agreed to pay $75 million to settle charges it misled its own shareholders about the extent of its exposure to subprime mortgages. When the mortgage market imploded, the SEC says Citigroup told investors it held $13 billion in subprime holdings, but it actually held more than $50 billion. Instead of providing accurate information, the SEC says Citigroup dropped the ball and made a bad situation worse.
The bottom line for many homeowners, though, is that the mortgage meltdown continues.
The shape of home foreclosures is now reminiscent of the 1958 horror movie, The Blob.
There's no stopping The Blob as it spreads from town to town.
Many of the areas experiencing growth are not the traditional foreclosure hotspots.
Rick Sharga at Realty Track says foreclosures are spreading, like The Blob, to areas until now unaffected.
Places like Greeley, Colorado, Provo, Utah, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
One brighter note, foreclosures in most of this year's hardest-hit metro areas, like Las Vegas, have dropped some. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
New York City judge has ruled that wearing saggy pants isn't a crime. It's just foolish. The judge threw out a summons issued to a man who may have been looking like a fool with his pants on the ground. Judge said that look was distasteful and foolish, but not illegal. This is ABC News.
Meet Tony Caricia, owner of a new Chevy Traverse.
When my wife and I were shopping for a new vehicle, and we looked at Chevy, the options we wanted were all there. We had the OnStar, we had the seating, the sunroof, and the price for the options and the value we were getting, it was just, it says, this is the one we want. I really enjoy the car. It's really sharp to look at.
To hear more of Tony's story and to learn more about Traverse, visit Chevy.com, and may the best car win. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhart. Prison officials have reset a convicted killer's parole date amid vocal opposition throughout Northern California. A calculation error had his original release date for last weekend. The admitted killer will now be released in mid-September. Another protest in San Francisco over Arizona's immigration law. Today's protest outside the state building included a letter asking Attorney General Jerry Brown to play a stronger role in protesting the law. Another protest is planned outside the Fruitvale BART station in Oakland this afternoon. And regular Caltrain service has resumed after mechanical problems caused delays of up to an hour this morning. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Jose, northbound to 101 at the 28680 interchange. It's a car into the center divide. Bay Bridge, heavy, backed up to the cash lanes, the West Grand Avenue. Celebrate 70 years of original recipe with an amazing value. Chicken and a biscuit for $1.99. Get a freshly cooked drumstick thigh and a biscuit for just $1.99 now at KFC. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Fog and clouds tonight and tomorrow morning. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with highs ranging from the upper 50s at the coast to 80 inland. It's 60 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Just a little number here which tells you why providing mental health care is a very, very difficult issue. Although the Obama administration, it's included. And I just wonder how they will tell the difference between people who really need it and then people who, you know, who don't. Because if everybody who needed it got care, well, we'd break the system. We can't afford it. Listen to this. 5 million California adults say they could use help with a mental or emotional problem. I'm sure a lot of you in some parts of the country think everybody in California needs needs some mental help. It is funny, regionalism. You know, I remember earlier on in this program, and still occasionally here and there, we'll get a letter or an email from someone that says, all you people in California, can you imagine putting everybody in California into one bucket? Can there be a more diverse place on the face of the earth? So I never usually look at the address where it's being sent from, and it's the usual suspects, you can imagine. Anyway, 1 in 5, 1 million of them meet the criteria for serious psychological distress. Did I say 1 in 5? I did. Yeah, 1 in 5 say they need mental health care. Only 1 in 3 people who perceive a need for care are in serious distress, have seen a professional therapist or sought treatment. And it gets worse than that. Women are twice as likely as men to say they needed help because they felt sad, anxious, or nervous, 23% of women compared to 15% of men. Adults under the age of 65 are twice as likely to perceive a need for help, which is interesting. We've done a lot of reports about how as you age, you get a little better handling your emotions and perceiving life a little bit differently. And the poorest adults were more than 5 times as likely to report symptoms of serious psychological distress. So when they offer mental health care for people, and I think they should, it'll be interesting to see how they sort out, you know, who gets in the door and who doesn't, because everybody can't walk through that door. What do you think of this? UN General Assembly asserted a global right to water and sanitation. This is a resolution. 40 countries abstained, saying no such right yet existed in international law. So is a right to having a toilet and fresh water, is it a right? Almost 1 million people lack access to safe drinking water. More than 2.6 million, no basic sanitation. 1.5 million kids under age 5 die every year from water and sanitation-linked diseases. 1.5 million children. Now, you say you care about kids. I hear all kinds of people, I care about my child because, you know, I want to buy him organic food. Huh, there's 1.5 million kids die, and we think we have problems. So just do the math, right? So is that 500, 600 a day? It's a non-binding measure presented to the Assembly by Bolivia, and really it's an attempt to get rich countries to scale up efforts to provide drinking water and sanitation for all. I came from an annual meeting on genital integrity this morning. You might know the issue around circumcision, people from all over the world. And, you know, considering it is a right to have your genitals left intact as a child. You can do what you want after age 21. You can pierce it, you can tattoo it, you can cut it off. But, you know, a child has that right. And even to link the two, you know, this issue about Africa and circumcision and HIV, there's more than one study and implications also thereof that soap and water could have an impact, a significant impact on the rate of HIV, right? Okay, here's another one. Is this child abuse? Some would say even circumcision is, especially how it's done in a lot of places. Children and teenagers exposed to secondhand smoke at home get poorer grades. Now, this is from Hong Kong. It's hard to know what's really going on here. I'm not saying it's true, but I want to pose the question. If we came up with data which indeed did find secondhand smoke harmed your child, does that make you guilty of child abuse? Could be. The lines are blurry. Now, often you could say, well, only stupid people smoke around their kids, and stupid people have stupid kids, and maybe that's what it's about, and maybe it is. They did try to account for other factors like the parents' education, the type of housing, and still, exposure to secondhand smoke was linked to 28% greater risk of poor school performance. Here's another one. Here's a fella, he's in jail. He's been in jail for 2 years, and the trial's about to come up. He admitted to killing his wife during an exorcism. He said, I didn't want to harm the woman that I loved and spoiled for 17 years. It's a funny statement, isn't it? Doesn't that make you skeptical? The poor woman's dead by his hand, and he says, yeah, I spoiled her. Sure you spoiled her. Killed his wife, according to court filings, told investigators he held her face to the floor of the bathroom when the exorcised spirit went, while the exorcised spirit from her body entered his, which caused him to kill his wife. So the question is there a religious exemption here? You know, religion can get you at all kinds of things. You can always blame it on that. They found her wrapped in a bedsheet on her back with a cross and a sword atop her body. Autopsy revealed she'd been suffocated. Said he regrets attempting the exorcism alone, noting a group effort would have been more appropriate. You listening to between the lines here? My intention was to confront a demon I thought she had. I had an arrogant attitude about the whole thing. He admits that. Asked whether he should be accountable for his wife's death, he says he's already paid his penance by spending the last couple of years in jail, watching TV and reading the Bible. So once again, I'm thinking, you know, what do you forgive him for because of his, quote, religious beliefs or not at all? Here's another one. We haven't brought it up in this particular way. You know, California now is reporting not only its worst pertussis outbreak, that's whooping cough, but they're calling it now an epidemic. 1,500 cases in the last 6 months. It's huge. Another 700 under investigation. During all of 2009, there were only 965 cases and 3 deaths, twice as many deaths now. And they get into here talking about parents who claim they want to opt out of the rule, I would call it a law, except it's so easy to get around, of exempting the kids from vaccination. A lot of them claiming religious right. And I'm thinking to myself, besides Christian Science, can any of you out there tell me what your religion is and does your religion exempt you from vaccinating your children? Right? I don't know. I'd be curious. So you walk into the school, and as always with often these religious exemptions, you know, no one has a right to ask you exactly what your religion is and why, you know, what it means in terms of the particular issue. Okay, once upon a time, there was a nonsensical study which found you give your kids vitamins and their academic performance goes up. So, of course, you know how it is. We have to spend a lot of money. And they did a study here and followed inner city third and sixth graders for a couple of years. Half the kids got a chewable multiple vitamin during snack period. The others took a placebo. And, of course, you know, there's no difference in academic performance. And the comment here by one of the researchers, only in areas of the world where there's malnutrition with severe micronutrient deficiencies could you even expect supplements to improve how kids function mentally. This country, the problem is we're overnourished, right? Kids eat too much food. Countries where kids get no food, you might try it. Might make sense. Speaking of kids, this is clever. Pfizer wants to sell a kiddie form of Viagra. Viagra for children, and not for what you think, a very rare lung disease, as a humanitarian gesture. Now, you know, big corporations, humanitarian gestures, you got to stop and think a little. All right, what's in it for them? They want a six-month extension of their patent because they're talking about, you know, almost $2 billion a year in sales. The patent expires next year. Let's see, 2000. No. Early 2012. So they will sell a children's form. I mean, you can take one and, you know, break it in half if you wanted to. But for the extension. And, you know, Viagra is one of those drugs that came on the market for other things, and it was a side effect of erections that, you know, made it a blockbuster bestseller. And it was originally developed as a heart and lung thing. And I want to tell you, 600 kids a year are affected by that disease. On the subject of the pigeon droppings on musicians, we were talking about one disease you can get from pigeons is cryptococcosis. Headline, spread of deadly cryptococcosis disease in U.S. Northwest linked to global warming. So it's making a big comeback. It's killed 60 people in the Pacific Northwest. And I only say that because it's kind of unusual disease. We just happen to be discussing it, you know, in relationship to bird poop in the mouths of rock and rollers. Congress is finally getting around to one of the most unfair aspects of our drug war, the disparity between crack cocaine and powdered cocaine. This was a racist law in the beginning. It was adopted in 1986. When crack cocaine became popular, and the deal is federal court possession of 5 grams, you get at least 5 years in prison. 10 grams, you get 10-year minimum sentence. With powder cocaine, you'd need 100 times more to get the same sentence. And of course, powdered cocaine was more popular among the yuppies, and crack more popular among people of color. So finally, can you imagine after all the hollering and screaming? That's how slow when something is so obviously unfair, preposterous, ridiculous, and it takes them 26 years to get around to it. Yeah, I know. We need to pay the politicians more to get stuff done. This is one of these deals. Ohio River, everything is in the river. Antidepressants, veterinary hormones, cocaine, every kind of pill that human beings can take. And the point of all this is not that you need to worry about it. I mean, the list is actually, it's a list of just of a drugstore, right? You know, from caffeine, mood stabilizers, stimulants, anticonvulsants, amphetamines, you know, the whole deal, antibiotics. But listen, we are talking about parts per trillion. I thought to myself, parts per trillion? How do I do parts per trillion? Parts per trillion is, homeopathy would be beyond parts per trillion. Basically, we're talking, now you tell me which one resonates with you. 1 second in 32,000 years. 1 inch in 33 round trips to the moon. A grain of sugar in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. A penny in 10 billion. We're talking very, very low amounts. This is way beyond. You know, and Heather whispered, you know, homeopathy in my ear. And I'm thinking, wait a second. That kind of makes sense. In other words, drinking water from the Ohio River should have the opposite effect of all these drugs that are in there. So with all the antidepressants in the water, you should drink the water and get happy, right? You can go on and on with all the drugs that they find here. Drink the water, and of course, there's amphetamine in it, then you should get tired. So it goes on and on, the ridiculousness of it all. Just a little thing here. 5 of the nation's largest health insurers are in discussions now. They're going to create a nonprofit group with $20 million war chest to influence tight congressional races to boost their fortunes. And they want to, of course, support lobbyists and politicians who are sympathetic to their industry. There's somebody out there sympathetic to health insurance companies? What do you think about that? It draws a line in the sand, certainly. Can this be a very popular move? This was done in secret. The Center for Public Integrity, uncovered this deal. There were some meetings of some of the largest health insurers to create this nonprofit. And, you know, the health insurance company has been exposed for what they are. And by the same token, they're there to make a profit. You know, that's okay. But their practices just got to me after a while. I tried to be sympathetic, you know. I believe in the free market. But, you know, some of the stuff they were pulling, forget about it. Forget about it. They ought to go down and have to pay through the nose. It's like the rest of us are going to pay through the nose for health care. All right, you're ready, Maestro. Strike up the band. If you don't know it, that's the Bee Gees' 1977 disco hit, Stayin' Alive. And the question is, how can that save your life? Appropriate name, Stayin' Alive. But how can that song truly save a life? Some of you know the answer, some of you don't. You like it. It's good. You'll learn something you'll never forget for the rest of your life. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Here's a bone health tip from Sally Field.
It helps to eat plenty of calcium-rich foods like yogurt, spinach, or cheese. But you need more than calcium and vitamin D and exercise to keep your bones strong. Once monthly Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. So ask your doctor about Boniva today.
Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing.
To get 1 month free and more bone health advice, visit BonivaTips.com or call 1-888-7-BONE-TIPS.
With me today is motorcycle owner Dan. Like most people, Dan is looking for ways to save money. He tries to save on gas by roller skating to the grocery store.
It's hard carrying all those bags.
He uses a hand crank radio.
It's a good workout.
And he even cooks by candle heat.
The scented ones give great flavor.
But you don't have to be like Dan, because GEICO makes it easy to save on motorcycle insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
The new Affordable Care Act offers important new benefits to people with Medicare. If you're enrolled in a Medicare prescription drug plan and enter the donut hole this year, you will receive a one-time tax-free $250 rebate if you are not already receiving Medicare Extra Help. After you reach the donut hole, your check will be mailed to the same address Medicare uses to send you information. No need to do anything special, and no need to give anyone your personal Medicare information if they call you. If you have any questions, visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Brought to you by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There's more to life than a Volvo, like the comfort of knowing the safe and secure coverage plan that comes with every new Volvo is unmatched by any other luxury brand. It's better than BMW, better than Mercedes-Benz, better than Lexus, better than Audi, Acura, and Infiniti too. In fact, you pay nothing to repair or maintain your Volvo for 5 years. This best-in-class coverage plan includes 5 years of warranty, 5 years of factory scheduled maintenance, 5 years of roadside assistance, and 5 years of wear and tear coverage, including brakes, rotors, and wiper blades. No one else comes close to giving you all this, which is why IntelliChoice says Volvo has the lowest cost of ownership of any luxury brand. Compare for yourself at volvocars.us. There's more to life than a Volvo. That's why you drive one. Right now at the Volvo Model Year End Sales Event, lease the 2010 Volvo XC60 Crossover for $399 a month and receive our complimentary safe and secure coverage plan for the life of your lease. Plan excludes tires. Visit BayAreaVolvoDealers.com or call 1-800-480-9012 for details.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's start with Margaret. How you doing, Margaret?
Hi.
Hi.
Just wanted to ask you if I'm poisoning myself or wasting my money at 72 buying calcium and fish oil for O3 and D3.
Well, it's all a matter of, matter of degree. First of all, fish oil has not been proven to be helpful to people who do not have heart disease. I'm sorry to break the news to you. It's an interesting compound, and certainly I enjoy eating fish. I don't believe the contamination issue means much. Actually, it's shown up pretty good in terms of tests looking for, mercury and stuff like that. But it really, the studies seem to show it helps folks who have a heart problem. And so, are you wasting your money? If you eat fish, you're wasting your money. Calcium, vitamin D. Well, this issue of calcium. Calcium by itself is not going to reverse bone loss and doesn't seem to be very effective at preventing, major loss at, the latter years of life. It seems to be a lifelong pattern combined with how much protein you eat. We eat too much protein. That can cause calcium loss, which may be more important. Amount of exercise, our genetics. So calcium is not the cure-all. And once again, if you're getting calcium in your food, you're probably okay. Although they want you to get 1,000 or 1,500 milligrams a day. Doesn't seem to be toxic, but we're not done with that one yet. And then vitamin D, we're in the vitamin D era. If this was a phone call in the beginning of the first decade of this program, we'd be talking about vitamin C, right? Because that was a vitamin C decade. Now everybody's interested in vitamin D, and it certainly is interesting. And maybe we all have taken the dermatologist's advice and we're just all hiding in the shade every day and not getting enough sunshine vitamin. I think it's way too early, and yet, I must say, the research is fetching and interesting, as it was for all these other things, but definitive, no. And by definitive, I simply mean the test by which every single vitamin I know has failed, namely a double-blind test. Some people take the vitamins, some people don't take the vitamins, and then you learn something. And we are starting to do that. So there are vitamin D studies that will be forthcoming that will give us an answer to this whole vitamin D thing. So you're probably not poisoning yourself, depending on amounts. Look up what you should get, and I'll leave it at that. All right, let's see. No, we're going to wait. We have people guessing the quiz. We'll wait to them. Let's talk to Alan in Las Vegas. How you doing, Alan?
Yeah, hi. I'm 58 years old. And I'm one of these people in the doctor's office. I test high. My blood pressure is up in the doctor's office. So I buy a monitor, and I'm tested at home. And at times I'm normal, but at other times I'm not. Especially if I go to the gym and I really push myself on the treadmill, my blood pressure will be high for hours. So,
how high are we talking about? Give me some numbers.
If I really push myself, and I really do push myself on a treadmill, I'll be 160 over 100.
Okay, and that's after exercise. And how about during the rest of the day when you're not pushing yourself, and you're not at the doctor's office?
Well, that's my point. I do come eventually. If I come back from the gym, I'll stay high for hours, but I'll come back down to normal. I will return to normal.
Yeah, well, you're labile enough. First of all, the white coat hypertension, you've all heard of that, and a lot of people have it, and it is supposed to be a little nervousness when you go to the doctor, and I would not treat a person like that, but new guidelines say, listen, people who are that sensitive probably have high blood pressure when they're not at the doctor's office also, but how do you know it's only at the doctor's office? The only way you know that is to take it yourself. And so people say, oh, see, it's normal at home, but it's probably what we call labile hypertension, which means you're going to convert. So a lot of doctors these days, cardiologists, would treat you because it is high for hours and you are working out and you're borderline. You're working out. That's good. That should help. That's helping control your weight. That's good. And so sodium restriction is about the only thing you can do. Take up meditation if you want and see what you can do. And then I think you might at some point want to sit down and talk with your doctor whether you should be on medication. All right. We're going to come back and tell you what that Bee Gees song is all about and how a disco can save your life. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A 3-year-old boy was found alone and crying on the sidewalk at a busy intersection in San Jose early this morning. He apparently wandered out of the unlocked door of his house. Police say there's no negligence involved. Arizona has filed its formal appeal of the temporary restraining order against its immigration law, which took effect today, or what was left of it. General Motors hasn't confirmed it, but the president of the United Auto Workers Union says GM will go public again, starting the filing of papers next month. Shirley Sherrod is suing the blogger who released the tape of her speech that made her sound racist, got her fired from the Agriculture Department. She says he has not apologized, even though he had to know he was targeting her. This is KGO Radio News.
Hi, I'm Mark Baragimian, president of Danmer Custom Shutters. We're having a summer sale. Listen closely. It's the best offer I've ever made. First, you'll save 25% right now when you schedule your free in-home design consultation by calling 1-888-348-3214. Second, you can get up to $1,500 in tax credit. And third, you can get free financing for one full year. That's right. You save three ways and get your shutters in as little as 3 days. There's never been a better time to lose those tangled blinds and get rid of those ugly drapes. During Danmer Custom Shutter Summer Sale, you save 25%, plus get a tax credit and free financing. Don't go to the home store. You could end up with junk. We manufacture the world's finest custom shutters right here in California. Call 1-888-348-3214. Remember, this is the best offer I've ever made. So call now, 1-888-348-3214. Or go to www.danmer.com.
Cutting coupons, searching for sales, you may be looking for easy ways to stretch your dollars. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give Fremont Bank a call. So far this year, we've helped over 3,500 homeowners refinance their mortgages. Right now, Fremont Bank is offering a fixed-rate mortgage with no closing costs or points at a rate as low as 3.99% APR. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We have honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. We are one of the oldest independent family-owned banks in California. Find out for yourself. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 3.99% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 7/7/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Nurse means noble. Nurse means selfless. Mothers nurse their children. You nurse someone back to health. If there were ever a group of people more on the give side of the give-take continuum, it would be news to us. I mean, why does one become a nurse? Because working 8 at night to 10 in the morning is so appealing? Because the glamour of day-to-day encounters with a wide variety of bodily fluids is too much to resist? Nurses are nurses because their capacity to care is colossal. There's sympathy, superhuman. Even when you try to act all steely and businesslike, you can't fool us. We still see the love in the tough. We can still hear that gargantuan heart all squishy with compassion thumping away. So while too often you yield the spotlight for just this moment, we're asking all the nurses out there to do what clearly doesn't come natural and take a bow. Kaiser Permanente, may our 45,000 nurses all live long and thrive.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
This report is brought to you by Kentucky Fried Chicken. Celebrate 70 years of original recipe with an amazing value. Chicken and a biscuit for $1.99. Get a freshly cooked drumstick thigh and a biscuit for just $1.99 now at KFC.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unidale here. Welcome back. A lot of people calling. They want the prize. I think they know the quiz. We don't give prizes. This is all... hypothetical. but I like your enthusiastic. Okay, the song is the Bee Gees' 77 disco hit, Stayin' Alive. Yeah! So think of that beat. You got the beat? That is the new beat to save a life with chest compressions. It used to be 2 breaths for every 15 chest compressions. All right? Now, we changed the formula. And now animal research is suggesting that chest compression alone is just as good because you want to get the heart moving. And you compress the chest at roughly 100 beats a minute. And that is the beat to the Bee Gees song. So you'll never forget. If you get in that situation, you'll remember the Bee Gees. And you'll know to compress the chest at that rate. You don't need to worry. You got to keep the heart pumping its blood. The oxygenation is going to take care of itself. You're pushing on the chest wall, and you'll get enough air into the lungs that way. All right? That's what it's about. And, yeah, I've been practicing my beat. Yes, yes, Freight and Salvage tonight in Berkeley, and I've got nothing to do. My wife and I will be playing in a band. She's a musician. I'm just faking it, but it ought to be interesting. I am extremely nervous, but not that I'm doing much. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Good, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. I'm 21 years old, and next week I'm going to go see a surgeon about undergoing the NUS procedure to correct indentation in my chest, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, well, my thoughts are it's something that it's cosmetic, and it's a matter of degree. It is normal for the breastbone to be recessed. It's funny because last week we had the first time in this program someone called about what's really called a pigeon breast and where it sticks out, and that's a lot more difficult. And sometimes, you know, doctors, like with women, they'll just do breast implants, give them larger breasts to hide the protruding breastbone. Or they get men work out really hard to build up their chest muscles with what you have, which is called pectus excavatum. It's a sunken chest. I don't know. I guess the procedure is fine. It's safe. It's, they'll do it. You'd be happy with the results. But I would also get a reality check from someone you trust and say, hey, is this really noticeable? And this is fruitless when it comes to plastic surgery and cosmetic deals because most people see it themselves and, you know, your brain exaggerates it. And you see folks, you know, would come in for plastic surgery and you look at them and go, there's like nothing kind of there. I mean, my plastic surgery experience is limited to, around the eyes. And man, women would walk in and say, you see these puffs? You see this sagging? I said, no, I don't. I don't really see it. And you do the surgery, it doesn't look much different than before because you don't want to overdo it. And yet people are very, very happy. And it helps their self-esteem and their approach to life. So I can't question that. Except I see a lot of folks with very minor amount of pectus. And it isn't that much. It isn't that much. So if it's really significant and they have a very sunken breastbone, then yeah, it's a fine procedure. All right, let's talk to Karen. How you doing, Karen? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I have a question about, I wanted to get some glucosamine and chondroitin, but I went to look, and there's all different kinds, like some with MSM, some with D. I don't know what to get.
Yeah, well, let's talk about why you're getting it. We need to start at the beginning. What's wrong with you, and what is it you're looking to treat?
Well, I have arthritis and fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I told you that it was worthless for arthritis, would you believe me?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you, because there have been a couple of major studies now. You know, often when some supplements come on the market and they're ridiculous because we just know there's no way it could work, that's not acceptable in science. You know, we like to have evidence, so we have gone ahead and done these studies. And it's no good. It's like, what, almost all supplements? I mean, I have to say it. I mean, that's the truth. So save your money. Not that I can cure arthritis, by the way, and it depends. There's 2 kinds of arthritis, osteo and rheumatoid. Rheumatoid is the inflammatory kind, very nasty autoimmune disease. Osteoarthritis, what all of us get. They think it's a wear and tear disease, but that doesn't explain, it doesn't explain all of it. And I would, propose different home remedies and different ways of approaching it. So I'd save your money in terms of glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. You go munch on a chicken bone. That's the basic stuff. Let's talk to Cheryl. Welcome to the program, Cheryl. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I've got a question. My son has acne, and it's really pretty bad. And we've pretty much tried everything all the way to the laser therapy with the little lipstick that they put on and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, that didn't help him?
No, and the doctors are suggesting, well, they have been, but I've been kind of resistant to Accutane because I keep hearing terrible things. In fact, there's a ad on television right now. I guess they're recruiting people that have bowel dysfunctions and stuff from the drug. And but in the, on the other side is that he suffers from this. It's
sure.
It's,
oh, listen, I have no problem with this at all. You know, if that is an ambulance chasing, I don't know what is. All these lawyers' ads on television, it's so patently obvious. It just puts a black mark next to the word lawyer. And I don't know what to say. I mean, the lawyers would defend it's a free market. You know, they're helping people. If you have this, if you have that, I normally wouldn't know to call a lawyer or sue or whatever, and like as if we need more lawsuits in the world. So I'd ignore that. Accutane works. Let's start with that. Accutane works. We're all grown-ups here, except some people. And as grown-ups, we realize that there is nothing good in this world that doesn't come with some risks. And the risks for Accutane in terms of something serious are low. They pertain mostly to women, to girls who take it, and the risk for miscarriage and loss of a pregnancy. Because you might not know you're pregnant, and you take this drug, and then you're a person who wouldn't terminate a pregnancy voluntarily, and then you have a child with birth deformity. So that's the main thing. It can affect a cholesterol temporarily. Most of the effects I know are temporary when you stop taking it. And for him to suffer, I mean, it's funny. Your conversation links beautifully with the past conversation we just had with a fellow with a sunken chest because, you know, your perception of it is way bigger than what other people can tell you. Other people can say, oh, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. But what that does to you in terms of your adult personality, it can have a lifelong effect. So I am definitely pro-Accutane in the right situations when you have tried everything. And that's most important because I do see people turning to Accutane. They haven't done the simplest, most basic things in terms of controlling acne. So I wouldn't hesitate if it were my kid. I guess that's the way to answer that one. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Dell. Let me give you a phone number here, 1-800. You know that part by now. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK.
The following commercial will make bankers hit their head against the wall. Hi, I'm Daryl Preach, president of IntelliLoan. Did you know that 50 to 80% of the origination fees you pay for a home loan go directly to the salesperson who you spoke to on the phone? That's thousands of your hard-earned dollars going to pay someone's Porsche payment. At IntelliLoan, our mortgage specialists work on a salary, not commission, which means you get the right loan for you at the right price with no high-pressure selling. And because IntelliLoan is a direct lender, we can offer you a low, fixed rate at just 3.99%. Don't put thousands of dollars in commission in some salesperson's pocket. Call IntelliLoan today at 800-486-9600. That's 800-486-9600. IntelliLoan, lowest rates in the business, quick closing, and a non-commission loan process means you save big. Call 800-486-9600. IntelliLoan, reinventing the mortgage business.
Loan based on $300,000 loan amount. APR 4.171. Metropolitan Home Mortgage, Inc. DBA IntelliLoan is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Number 413-0924.
If your mattress is more than 5 years old, you're probably not sleeping as well as you could be with a new one. In fact, in its latest survey, Consumer Reports revealed that 72% of people who purchased a new bed said it improved their sleep. So what are you waiting for? It's time to upgrade your mattress with Sleep Train's free of it. It ends Sunday evening. When you purchase any mattress set from Beautyrest, Posturepedic, Tempur-Pedic, or the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta, Sleep Train will give you free pillows, a free mattress pad, and a free bed frame. Plus, as always, free same-day delivery when you buy before 2, free setup and free removal of your old mattress. And during Sleep Train's free event, which ends Sunday evening, take advantage of interest-free financing for one full year on selected mattress sets with your approved credit. No interest for 12 months, so be sure to ask about your finance options. You won't be just upgrading your mattress set. You'll be upgrading your sleep. Superior service, best selection, and lowest prices guaranteed. It's why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Got customers all over town or all over the country? Mark does. Mark Fritsch uses GoToMeeting to sell his log homes to anyone, anywhere. Mark, give us an example how you use GoToMeeting.
It's just so cool to be anywhere that I can get an internet connection. I can hook up with a potential client and literally be showing them drawings and photographs of my work and selling them on who I am and what I can do for them. And it doesn't mean that I have to be with them. I don't have to be in my office. They don't have to travel across the country. And I can do all of that online with GoToMeeting. None of that's possible without GoToMeeting.
Try GoToMeeting yourself today. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code FREE for a free 45-day trial. You'll be amazed how quick and easy it is to share screens with someone far away, as if you're both in the same room. That's GoToMeeting.com and the promo code FREE. GoToMeeting and promo code FREE.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Let's talk to Stacy. How you doing, Stacy? Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. So I guess my problem would be that I have, since I was, I'm 27, I've had my period like clockwork the whole time since I got it. And I've taken 5 pregnancy tests this month, and I'm pretty much 30 days late, and about 2 or 3 days ago, I started getting kind of a burning, aching, kind of crampy situation, but not like normal menstrual cramps in my uterus area, and I'm wondering what you think about that. I'm a hypochondriac, so I always jump to the worst, you know.
I've come to the right place.
I'm a diagnosed hypochondriac, is what I call myself.
Yeah. We are hypochondriacs, dream or nightmare, it just depends. You'll hear stuff you never thought of on your own in this program. Well, listen, how do we do this? I would say I'd separate the period from the burning sensation. That's an unusual symptom, to have a burning in your abdominal area. And a late period is nothing unusual. As you know, a little exercise, dieting, a little nervousness, anxiety, a million things can do it. You've taken the pregnancy test, so we know that's not it. And I think I somehow would need one more symptom to dig into this thing. And is the burning there like all the time? You don't have a bladder infection or something like that?
No, I've actually had bladder infections. Like, they kind of run in the family. I've had them periodically throughout my life, drink some cranberry juice and I'm fine, and this is different. So yeah, it's not that kind of burning sensation. It feels like a little bit of pressure. Mm-hmm. And maybe more like a warm and fuzzy kind of sensation rather than an actual burning, painful sensation.
Okay, well, really now I can dig into that a little bit, warm and fuzzy, because, you know, when you don't shed the lining of your uterus, you have a lot more blood flow, and there is a bloated feeling. I've heard women that describe that as a warmth. So I'm assuming that's what's going on. So I would still focus with this on you didn't have your period. And while it's not the end of the world, it's been enough. It's been enough time. I just run this by your gynecologist, who will either, you know, give you something to get it started again, or wait another couple of months. It would be unusual in a woman your age, or something really, really serious caused by that. So I would, I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry at this particular point. And I can't believe it just said I wouldn't worry to someone who's a self-proclaimed hypochondriac, right? So we'll leave it at that. Let's talk to Julie. How you doing, Julie? Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm calling actually for
yes,
who's 28. She's mm-hmm. on the birth control pill Yasmin for the last 5 years, has had no problems with it. Everything's fine. But, of course, she saw one of those advertisements about how Yaz and Yasmin can cause more problems than other pills. And she was wondering if she should change to a different birth control because the commercials say they're compounded different than the other birth controls. And I wondered if you knew.
Well, I wouldn't separate it out. I would put them in the same category as birth control pills. And when you ask me, should she have another method of birth control pill? Yeah, there are better methods depending upon her needs. And, you know, every woman is different. Did you say how old she was?
She's 28.
28. She ever had children?
No.
Or been pregnant, as far as you know?
No.
Okay. I mean, that limits some things. In other words, I'm very, very pro IUDs, underutilized in this country, as far as I know, and by survey of women, the best method of birth control out there. So you're looking at hormonal methods. If she's willing to take the pills versus she wants to get a shot, you know, once every few months, there's, you know, that variety. But all birth control pills, they come with similar risks. They are small. If she smokes, I wouldn't let her take birth control pills. Smoking just seems to raise the risk of blood clots and cardiovascular issues. And even in a smoker, it's pretty rare. And, you know, we take for granted this era we live in. I mean, I remember the day they announced the birth control pill. I mean, it caused a lot of changes in the world. So, I don't know. I guess here's where I come down on it. If her gynecologist, that's what he or she prescribed, and that's the one that they use, I don't see anything that stands out enough to me to say, no, don't take that one or take this one. I think that's the easiest way to do it. All right? Let's see. Let's talk to Joan. How you doing, Joan? Welcome to the program.
Dr. Adele, hello.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep. I sure can. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wish you had your program in San Francisco on KGO. That was fabulous. My granddaughter had a boy about a month ago, and she refused the hepatitis B vaccine, and I'm wondering what you think about that.
Why did she refuse that one as opposed to, did she refuse all of them or just that one?
Well, they only gave him the silver nitrate, but then they wanted to give him the hepatitis B vaccine, and she refused it. She said, oh, he'll get autism or something.
There's something wrong with the story. I don't think they're using silver nitrate much anymore, I don't think. And once again, is she against all vaccines or just that one?
Everything, doctor. I think she's insane, but that's just my...
Oh, well, then I would, yes, I'd agree with you. I think a mother that has a newborn baby and refuses vaccinations... at least needs to have her understanding and grasp of reality questioned. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is in light of the evidence. Now, people believe all kinds of things for which there is no evidence. It's the grist of this program, you know, for a long, long time. So in terms of how you can convince her, well, that's a whole other story. And if you're dealing with someone whose, you know, mental stability is in question, that's a whole other issue in terms of that person being a responsible parent. But with a whooping cough epidemic going on in California, you don't want to vaccinate your kids and you can't point to a single side effect, you know, that's significant. And yet you got babies dying and you have, you know, a couple thousand cases. So I don't know what to say. If you can knock some sense into her head, you know, have at it. But and then the silver nitrate makes me think she might have had an alternative kind of birth. And the people who did that are way behind the times, which is usually put in the eyes to prevent something that doesn't happen anyway. And we have antibiotics for that nowadays anyway. All right. I got to run 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adele.
Ready to escape your day today? Make a grape escape to the Sonoma County Fair. The Sonoma County Fair is your best value in family fun, with free shows and adventures for all ages. Splash Dogs, the popular diving dog competition, is back with free shows three times a day. Acrocats, the amazing acrobat cat show, free shows every day. Learn all about parrots at the Pirates Parrot Show, also free every day. Meet the baby animals at Sweet Lil's Farmery and Uncle Sam's Farm, or become a game piece in our giant board games. And it wouldn't be a grape escape if they didn't have all sorts of new grape contests. How far can you spit a grape? How many can you stuff in a balloon? Enjoy free magic shows, free petting zoo, free wagon rides, and so much more. Get all the details at SonomaCountyFair.com. Make your escape, your grape escape, to the Sonoma County Fair, July 27th through August 8th at the fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. Tickets and details at SonomaCountyFair.com.
The weather's right for outdoor activities, backyard barbecues, the beach. Don't live with embarrassing toenail fungus. Get rid of it now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask one of their patients, like Bob from Redwood City.
My toenails looked really gross. I tried everything to get rid of my toenail fungus. Nothing worked. And then I went to 1-800-NEW-TOES. It was fast, it was painless, and it was totally effective.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist.
Thanks to 1-800-NEW-TOES, my toenails look perfect.
Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment. Or go to 1-800-NEW-TOES.com and get rid of your toenail fungus now. With 7 locations, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
The heat of summer has met its match because Safeway is introducing Refresh, a full line of beverages that's simply quench-tastic.
Just how good is Refresh? Absolutely sip-sational. All for a really great price. Right now with your club card, get 4 6-packs of Refresh soda cans for just $3.49. Plus, CRV in California must buy 4. So pop open Refreshment and pour yourself happy with Refresh, exclusively at Safeway. Plus, you'll find everything you need to make summer delicious, all at mouth-watering prices. This week with your club card, Foster Farms whole chicken is only 79 cents a pound. A pound of Sun World Superior Green Seedless Grapes is just 69 cents. And selected sizes and varieties of Ruffles potato chips are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unidale here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Brad. How you doing, Brad?
Yes, doctor. I'm calling about an interesting thing. The palms of the hands, a little bit red on the pinky side. My daughter's the one that has it really, really red. She went to the doctor. She's like 20 years old. Blood test, they did them twice. Everything seems to be normal. And then my wife says, well, your dad has the same thing, kind of. So we look at the palms of my hands and kind of red, but not as red as hers. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, yes and no. In other words, just the redness is just so many things that can be due to. Redness in a hand in the skin is due to blood flow, and blood flow can increase because of, you know, 10 million things. In a child, there are viral diseases, you know, fifth disease and all kinds of things that make, you know, red patches. There's eczema and all kinds of skin things. And I wonder if she, you know, that's a part of your hand, the pinky side, but, you know, you put down on a bunch of different things, you know, and maybe she's got a sensitivity, you know, does it itch? Does it have anything else like that? You know, liver disease can cause a red palms and streptococcal disease. And so it really is, you did the right thing getting it checked up. If it doesn't bother her at all at this point, I would leave it, because if it's a disease, it'll move on and get worse, you know, or it'll go away. And the fact that you have it, maybe there is something genetic. I haven't really heard of something like that, you know. What can I say? I just can't come up with, you know, the fact that it's just, by the way, if you said the whole palm was red, would fit more with, you know, with the kind of diseases that we, you know, we're used to diagnosing. So nothing's jumping into my mind. All right, so I just wait a little bit, see what happens. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. That is the program. Join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
It's Rosie Allen and Jim Rimmer for Toyota 101.
Jim, there are so many challenges facing your business these days, starting with the economy. How are new car sales?
Rosie, we're very fortunate to have a great product. We're holding good market share. We have a balanced dealership with new cars, used cars, and our service and parts departments. At Toyota 101, we're still doing great and look forward to an improved economy and even better sales.
Visit Toyota 101 today for Toyota's National Clearance Event. You'll enjoy 0% APR financing or factory cashback rebates on several new Toyota models, including the 2011 Toyota Camry and Camry Hybrid. How about a new 2011 Camry LE 4-cylinder for only $18,988 after $750 factory rebate and dealer discount of $3,312, or 0% APR financing for 36 months in lieu of rebate. 5 at this price. Expires August 2nd, 2010. Located in Redwood City at Highway 101 and Whipple Avenue, or at Toyota101.com. Toyota 101, where they've changed the way Toyotas are sold.
Haven't filed tax returns for years? Think you can't have a life? Think again. You've heard me say that for so many years, yet so many of you and those that care about you continue to avoid getting the representation that you need to avoid the government-provided trouble that worries you and to move on to a better life. Whatever your reason for not filing, not having the money to pay is the most common. We want to apply our experience of representing many thousands of cases like yours to your case. If you are due refunds, you only have a limited amount of time to claim your refund, or it'll be lost to the government forever. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income or assets, or going to your customers demanding your money. We will explain all of your options and rights and how each one will help you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me for your free attorney-client privilege consultation at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
So there's this poll out that finds that Californians want